You have to say it with all of your heart. But with that, I don't mean that heart that you were talking about. Do you remember he said there's sorrow and happiness? Very ridiculous. I'm not talking about that heart which is full of sorrow and happiness. The one who is hanging on to sorrow and happiness is living with two temporary stuff, because your happiness is temporary. Your sorrow is temporary. You have to have something permanent. What is that one? The only permanent situation for you is if you will be connected to something permanent. Because you are temporary here, right? All the other people are temporary. Every situation is temporary. What is permanent?
Passion.
Passion is a description. Show me something. We. We is not temporary. We have been here and is going to be here. Right? If you extend that we not to the human beings, to everything. Even the human beings. Human being has been here for millions of years. But me and you are temporary. That we connectedness, that unity. Let go of these little differences. That state that we said, include everything. That thing is permanent. It's not temporary. Because the time is in it. He who is bound by sadness and laughter is living by means of these two borrowed things, which are, there is a garden, unlimited one, which has no end. And in that garden, there is so many fruit. Yeah, there is sorrow, there is joy. But these are only two fruits over there. If you don't like them, forgive them. There are some other fruits over there. In the verdant garden of love, which is without end, there are many fruits besides sorrow and joy. It's amazing that here he will translate it with joy over something else. Anyhow, love is higher than those two states. This is what the point is. State of love is not the question of joy and sorrow. In our language, in the Jewish time, one couldn't say, but nowadays we could talk about the other things that we discovered. It's not about joy and sorrow. It's not about having a joyful life or a miserable life. It's about having a meaningful life. See? Meaningful is not sorrow, it's not joy, it's not boredom, it's something else. You feel that you are meaningful, to find your meaning here. Pay the taxes of the beauty, a beautiful one. This is how it goes. There is a culture. I express that you are beautiful because I don't think that you as you. That you, which is a part of this we, all the beauty, you're a part of it, right? Give the tax. How? How? Let's explain some another dissect me here. Let me explain to you that torn apart chest that I was talking about at the beginning. You remember what I said? You have to have that. Here we say, let's talk about that. This is the real translation of this verse. It is 1794. Zakat. Pay zakat. Zakat is Islamic tax. You know that. Okay. Pay the zakat of the beautiful face, you beautiful one. You the one with beautiful face. And explain the torn apart junk again to us. This is that verse. One, because I have a new injury here. I want you to bring that good antidote, because I have a new problem here, a new wound. How did I get it? The beautiful one with a little trick, with a little amze, will make that. Amze is something very difficult to explain. Amze, maybe it means to give up some clue about something. Means that, let's say, a beautiful lady is sitting here and she has in her corner of her eyes Baptist John. But she doesn't want to say, "Oh, John, I noticed you." She will keep quiet and she will not look to John even. But there are some moments that a little look and this one will give away the secret. That little gesture which gives away the secret is called Gamze. Okay? And we believe that he is Gamze. His job is this, because he has a secret, which is not really a secret in every single moment. He's giving you a clue, a hint, because he's calling you back. Remember, he notices you. He hasn't lost it, you lost it. You don't have the long-term memory, so you know this moment only. He said, and he is doing it again and again and again. Therefore, I need that medicine again and again and again, which is explaining the love, talking about love. The people being in love, they love to talk about love. And it's crazy like that. Here you say, that's the zakat. Because we have a lot here. Because love brings a lot of joy in my life. And I have to pay it back. That's how I start to explain this explanation of love. This is something that I will tell him, that if you kill me, it's halal. You will run away, he knows me. I surrender. But he will say, And I will ask him, how do you actually keep the distance from all of this? Why do you fill us with this sorrow? You, the beautiful one, you who could make everything beautiful, you could turn us all around in the way you want. Why don't you do it? Then what? He said, but this is not something to talk about. Me asking him, why do you know? I know this is not it. Actually, when I'm nagging, you remember I told you I'm not nagging. I found an excuse to talk to him. So I talked to him, but let's forget that. Again, Shadhebol Bogzar. That dissectomy of the flower, let go of analyzing the flower. Talk about the nightingale. I mean, of course, every lover wants to describe the beauty of the beloved. He said, let go of the beauty of the beloved. Let's talk about the beauty and the fire in the lover, because that's what we want. He is however he is. Do you remember the message? I have to become better. Means I have to become a better lover. We don't talk about the beloved a lot. Here, if you see, we talk about the lover. This is not a text to explain the God in a way religion will do and call you to God. It always talks about you with you, because you have to improve yourself. So we say, let go of that explanation, the tale of the flower. Let's analyze the nightingale. Which nightingale? If there is a nightingale on a flower, who's the nightingale? The flower is there. So we're talking about the nightingale, well, far from the flower, still away, That's what we are. That's our condition. We are not with the flower. We are far apart. And let's talk about that. Okay, let's talk about that nightingale. How do you describe that nightingale? You cannot describe that nightingale with sorrow and joy. Because if you want to talk about joy, the nightingale is not there, so there is no joy. But there is no sorrow as well. Nightingale is in love. It's a different story. It's a story beyond the imagination and illusion and understanding of the human being. This is described as Hamashadi Navajan Jushama Bahyaru Vah Navada Jushama. Means our understanding, our cleverness is not with the illusion and delusion. There is another state which is very exceptional, and please don't say that. It's impossible, because that station belongs to him, and he can do whatever he wants. So we put you in a position that you cannot understand. That's what we're talking about, and that's the best. There is another state, which is rare. And do not be a disbeliever, because that state of mind is the creation of the flower in the nightingale. The loving nightingale is created by flower. So it's a different one. You cannot understand it because you go back to what comparison? I tell you, when we say beloved, imagine a human being. He said, please do not do that. Do not judge from the state of man. Here is judge. In Persian is qiyas, comparison. Exactly the parrot, remember? Parrot and then the jar, broken jar, remember that? Said, do not compare it with the harlati insan, means the attitude of human being, or the feeling of human being. And do not think about being generous or torturing us or doing something like that. Because these problems here and the bumps of the road are temporary and they will die out. The reminiscence is the heritage. Means that when you think about your life, normally if somebody asks you, how is your life story? What do you say? Of course, it depends on the mood. Are you in a positive mood or negative, mad or what? But mainly, you talk about the bumps of the road you walk. Right? Because the rest is eventless. The events to you are the bumps. By calling bumps, maybe you will call them the cliff and free fall or whatever you exaggerate. But they're bumps, right? Okay. Let's think about the bumps of your life. All of you, you have difficulties, you have a barrier, you have something to conquer, to understand your past, okay? What are those stuff? Nonsense. They are passé, right? They don't exist. They went away. But the heritage is in you. Because you are that God. You are the fellow who crossed these bumps. Do you remember how many times have you did this? If you think about yourself, first of all, remember that this is not you. This is you. As far as you can stretch, because you and your environment, this is the three-dimensional stuff here. But on the fourth dimension, because you are in one moment of you. You are a history.